With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. On paper, an extremely wet fall, followed by a colder-than-average winter, a cool spring, and a long, hot summer, could have been tough on the 2017 Walla Walla Valley wine grapes.
For the most part, it seemed like everybody was on top of things, and I didn't hear of any real train wrecks this year. But once it got hot and shut the vines down and kind of smooth sailing from then on, it cooled off at harvest. And so everything was able to get it when we wanted to and didn't have any problems. And so once we got through the winter and the spring, it was a pretty good deal. But yeah, definitely a challenging beginning to the season last year.
Viticulturalist Jason Mignaghi with the Figgins Family Wine Estate says everything ran like clockwork.
We were able to get everything at physiological ripeness, at the flavor profile we wanted, with the numbers that we wanted. And yeah, we didn't have to pick anything early or later than we wanted to because we didn't have tank space. It was one of the most kind of uniform harvests that I can remember.
Mignaghi says they've had a pretty good run over the past few years.
Just looking forward to the release of the 15s and 16s that are coming out anytime now, and waiting on development of 17s. But yeah, we're really excited about the new wines that are going to be released here in the next several months. The 15s and 16s are phenomenal as well.
Mignaghi says 2017, with its high acids, looks to be a vintage with excellent aging potential.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.